There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's my favorite thing to do. I haven't been able to do this in a long time, but I can do it because it's 8:05 right now. I used to do this whenever the overnight people would run long, and I'd come on in the morning, and I always come on and go, Wally Walker's up next. It's only 4.5 hours early, but you know, it all works out in the end. Is it that even well? And podcasting is not important at all if you kick it off right on time, right?
No. Just like I'm sure some people like Joe from Louisville who are tuning in right at the stroke of 8 o'clock might be getting on our case about it. But for the most part, just relax. It's a podcast. We'll get started when we get ready. You know.
Joe, come after you? Who'd ever heard of that?
The phone's going to ring.
Right.
I just love that. Joe does get pissed off. It's hilarious, actually. Yeah, down there in Louisville, Kentucky. Yeah, his family's from, what is that, Invergrove Heights, I think.
Oh.
Originally. Yeah, he's from Invergrove. I met his parents over at their house. They're very nice people. Much nicer than Joe, let me put it that way. Is that a good way to put it?
I think so, and yeah. I think he would even agree with that a little bit.
For a while, he better. They're his parents. I would have. No, they're not nicer than me. I'm the best. So, yeah, I stayed indoors all day yesterday. That's why my voice is not, hey, what's going on? But I stayed in all day yesterday. But it is interesting because I got up this morning, a little tiny bit of, you know, stuffiness, but that's about it. I just went for a 4-mile walk. I can already feel that it tightened my throat up a little bit. What the hell? Those Melaleuca trees, not only do they look like monsters, they actually are monsters. I mean, I'm not going to stay indoors for the rest of my life because of a tree.
Bubble boy.
Bubble boy, Tommy. Yeah, that'd be really, I'd become a bubble boy. You're absolutely right. No question about it. But I feel great. I mean, I don't know if it's going to come on and nail me pretty hard, but so far, so good. I mean, I can feel a little bit of it, but not like it was yesterday, man. That was a little difficult. Any big headlines I should know about it? I just got back from my walk, so I didn't really have time to check it out much. Anything big happened in Minnesota I should know about?
Minnesota, no. Not. I think the biggest headline, at least I saw, was there's another homeless. The war against the homeless encampments continues to wage on, so they're kicking another homeless encampment out of wherever they're located here in Minneapolis.
I was going the biggest question. Oh, yeah, fire.
No, you're up.
I was going to say the biggest thing that I've seen is that trial with the
Apple River stabbing guy.
Yeah, the Apple River stabbing. Yeah. They are getting ready for closing arguments. I want to say early next week is when it's scheduled for, which is such a deception, I feel like, from movies and TV shows, because I've always thought that these court proceedings happen just like boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. It's almost in one sitting, it's like it's so drawn out and it takes forever.
No question about it. It does take forever. And you know why? Because lawyers make more money when it takes forever. That's why.
They charge by the hour.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Everything now is about money. Everything. Which I suppose in some ways it was in a much smaller way, but now all that matters is the money. It's amazing to me.
I wonder if they changed the way that, like, is rather than getting paid by the hour, if it was like, hey, we submitted a bid like a construction project. It is going to cost me $100,000 to work your case and win it. I wonder if that would speed up the court proceedings a little bit.
Oh, I guarantee it would. There's no question about it. I mean, this whole thing, we talked about it yesterday. We're going to change this law. Yeah, because it benefits you. We're going to change that law, too. Yeah, it benefits you, too. It's got nothing to do with the people. It's what you need to make more money, you selfish pig. God, and it's Democrats and Republicans. And it's 99.9% of all politicians are scum. Do you hear me?
Scum.
Scum, I say. I used to know a couple of, you know what's so funny about that? When they need your endorsement, you got the highest rated morning show in America, and they need your endorsement. Boy, they're nice to you. After they get elected, you never hear from them again. Isn't that that's really stupid. Think about that.
It's funny how that works.
Yeah, because you never know when you might, I don't know, run into a scandal or need to reach the people and say a few words into a microphone. You got to keep, it seems unnecessary to burn those bridges.
It doesn't make any sense to me. And I mean, it was both parties that did it. I've endorsed Democrats. I've endorsed Republicans, the independents. As long as you can benefit them somehow, they'll reach out to you. But as soon as they think they got it covered without you, you'll never hear from them again. Is that how most people are, or is it just politicians, scum that they are?
I'd say it probably leaks over into most people where it's a, what can you do for me? Oh, you can't do anything. All right, I'm done.
Yeah, I think if there's something to be gained there, like if they just, you know, hey, I want to come on and have a conversation, maybe not something to promote or promote myself.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different. But if the goal is to talk about something they're doing or trying to prop up, then that might be a transactional interaction.
Yeah, it could be. No question about it. But, I mean, all this stuff. And, again, I'm not hanging this on one political party. We're going to pay everybody else's bills. We're going to let you become citizens even though you're not a citizen. You can vote. It's all about them making more money. It has nothing to do with being kind to human beings. Not a thing. It's if you come to here, I can make a lot of money off of you. That's what that is. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, people prioritize, you know, money over everything else, and it's starting to get more and more noticeable every day.
Mm-hmm. Every day. I have to agree with you 100%. There's no question about it. But we do have to take a break here because, you know, AJ dropped the ball and we came in like 7-8 hours late. But, you know.
That's funny.
Was it 7-8 hours? Was that much?
Would you believe Joe reached out in an email already?
Yes, I would believe that most definitely.
You guys are a riot. Well, Joe, so are you.
You guys are a riot. I love that. All right, we'll take that break. Be right back in a couple of minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. Yes, thank you very much. Very nice of you. To thank you, they're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now for the best prices ever when you use promo code Tom. Remember, I got to emphasize that now. Make sure you use promo code Tom because if you don't, I don't get any credit. And they go, oh, this ain't working. Yeah, whatever. Relax, you big baby. And you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. Six-pack towel sets for only $29.98. And take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses, mattress toppers, 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale from the brand new kitchen towels. They have the same technology as the bath towels, by the way. They actually absorb. They got dog beds, blankets, couch pillows. They got a lot of things, so much more. So to get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Use promo code Tom, and you get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Tom.
Is that text you're sending so important that you miss your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
You damn right. When you go to a restaurant, you do expect the chef to be an expert. I would hope so, yes. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car so it like stays on the road, that kind of thing. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Matter of fact, he's not just an expert. He's really great at it. And I'm not just making that up. He's phenomenal at it. Josh Arnold is my expert, as a matter of fact, and he should be yours too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market, the economy. He knows how to plan for your retirement. Do not put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That number again, 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future advisor. Future investment, that's really good, Tom. That was really, really well read. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. I am a paid endorser.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
You know what that was? The reason I did that was because all of a sudden, right in the middle of the commercial, I hear Jude go, whoa. Like, what the hell is wrong with you now? God, we were laughing because there's a walkway out into the intercoastal. And you get to the middle of it, it goes from wood to metal and then back to wood. And dogs will not cross the metal part. Even though it's like very, very tight, there's no way even a toenail could go through there. Dogs do not like crossing. Most of them will not cross it. They just won't do it. Isn't that weird?
So they're scared of the change in surface.
Well, whatever. as you would say, they're sugar tits all the way. I agree with you.
That's a great term. I wouldn't say that, but it's a great term.
I wouldn't say that, but...
It just wouldn't come to mind, but it should. It's a great term.
That was from the movie Joe, I believe is the name of the movie. The guy who played the dad on... Peter Boyle was his name.
Oh,
Peter,
God.
Great actor. Just a greater actor. He's in a bar one day, and he's having drinks, and he's talking to this other guy. And you ever seen the movie Joe?
I've never seen it, no.
It's phenomenal if you ever get a chance. It's probably dated in some ways now because it came out about 50 years ago. But
sure.
One of the greatest things is this guy comes over. Hey, I overheard you guys talking some politics, huh? Why don't you listen to some reason? And Peter Boyle goes, reason? What kind of reason are you talking about? And the guy explains, he goes, yeah, sugar did all the way.
Okay. All right, see? Well, it's I didn't
phenomenal.
Know that.
Oh, Peter Boyle is phenomenal in that movie.
It's funny because his last role was, you know, the dad in Raymond.
Yes.
And he was great in that, but everybody thought of him as sort of this kindly old man. He was a hellraiser.
Loved him. I think he's just terrific. What a talent. No question about it. So, are you guys watching any new TV shows, anything pop up? We're watching some. It's not new. But Catherine and I have never seen American Rust. Have you guys ever watched that show?
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God, is it good. Jeff, now I can't remember his name. He plays the sheriff in it. Damn it, what the hell is his name, Jeff?
Daniels?
I'll think of it. Is it Jeff Daniels? I think it is. I think you're right. It is unbelievable. It's a small town in Pennsylvania, and it's not a comfortable life, let me put it that way. It's a mining town.
Okay.
It's about people living in mining towns tend to have a lot of poverty and all that whole deal. It's if you get a chance, give it a whirl because Jeff is amazing in it. So
how do network shows survive right now? Like with all the streaming options and everything that you can do in streaming, you know, language, ability to have storylines that can be either prolonged or wrapped up. Like the network TV show was a very, in some ways, formulaic thing. And, it was a season long, and the season was determined what the episodes were going to be. I just don't know how they compete.
You know what's so funny about you mentioning that is I always look back on how fast time goes. You know who Ronald Reagan's best friend was, right? Ronald Reagan, former president. Who was his best friend?
I don't think I know.
The guy who owned TV Guide.
Oh, I did not know that.
How great is that?
That's savvy, man.
That boy had some money, too, by the way. He made a little bit of money off of TV Guide. We'll tell you that. You don't need anything like that anymore.
TV Guide used to be, I remember when it would come in the mail when I was a kid, you guys. Don't laugh. It was exactly. Huge. Like you would read it. You would read through it, and then it would have the synopsis of the show, like Happy Days, Tuesday at 7.
Yep.
Fonzie attempts a death-defying jump over a shark. You'd be like, oh, my God, I can't wait for Tuesday at 7.
You know, that's where that slogan comes from. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Jumping the shark. That comes from Fonzie jumping a shark on that show.
And never has anything been more accurate.
Oh, God, it was terrible.
Than the fact that that show went to crap after he jumped the shark. And it was really, because I was a kid, I loved it before that.
Yes, I did too.
And then when Ron Howard left, it really went to crap.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah, Ron Howard's a hell of an actor. No question about it. But, you know, it's one thing that we're doing here, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing it on purpose, avoiding talking about sports because everything sucks in Minnesota right now.
Well, hold on a second. We did have one thing last night.
What?
Anthony Edwards, 51 points in the Timberwolves' comeback win against... Now, they were playing the Washington Wizards, who are a terrible team,
well,
all right?
Don't even bring it up. Here we go.
But then, so they get down by a bunch, they look awful, and Ant scores 51. It's the only good news I got for you. I went to the event across the street. So, that's not good. That's not good. What happened across the street? Not good.
Yeah, what'd you say, 6-3 the final?
Yeah, 6-3, back-to-back innings of three-run homers for the Dodgers. James Ottman, their center fielder, and Will Smith, their catcher, hit three-run home runs, and that was all she wrote, because when you score six runs against these Twins, they ain't going to score seven.
I got to be honest with you. I got to be up front, but who's been bitching about this team for 5 weeks now? That'd be me.
Yeah,
that
you
team
are.
Sucks.
Yeah, I can confirm you were complaining and I was trying to get you to calm down. And now I have egg on the face. Let's put it that way.
I have egg on my face. Look, I am such a huge Twins fan. I love my Minnesota Twins because, first of all, it's an indication that summer's coming in Minnesota.
Yep.
That's the number one reason I think I like the Twins more. And look, I love the Vikings, too. Don't get me wrong. A couple other teams, some university teams, you know. I haven't been a Timberwolves fan because they've never won shit, so I don't care. If they ever win, maybe I'll watch them. I don't know.
Just wait till
this season.
Wait a what?
Wait till June.
So you think they might come after it? You think?
I mean, I think they got a shot. Cat's healthy. He's coming back. But I wouldn't necessarily say they're the favorites, but we got a shot.
Okay. Let me just say again. Southdale, what the hell's the name of those public workout place again? I always forget.
Lifetime?
No, it's not Lifetime. It's like something. I don't remember what it is, but I am pissed off to this day because about 40 years ago, mm-hmm. I was playing pickup basketball over there, and this guy dunked over me. He was about 5'7". That pisses me off.
Yeah, that would piss me off as well.
I'm telling you, man. This guy's like 5'7". He dunks over me. I'm like, you know what? I just got a call from my mom. I got to get home. I got to go. God, that is so embarrassing. But he was amazing. What a player. In any case, back to reality. Here we go. I don't know what to tell you. I didn't even watch the game last night because I knew there's no way they're going to beat the Dodgers.
Yep.
Now, will they win today? Maybe, because you can't lose every game. Oh, they're trying to.
Is that a rule in life?
You can't lose every game.
You can't lose every game.
Let me think back of some of our franchises, because that might not be true.
Yeah, exactly right. It's the Charlie Brown theory on life.
Yeah.
Is you there can't hope? Get football yanked away every game.
Is there hope with the Twins, or are they like just top to bottom bad, or is there like one little like, okay, well, our middle relievers are pretty good, so we got something to build on and work with?
Well, the hitters aren't this bad, so I don't know what the hell is going on.
It shouldn't be that bad. You're right. Good
point. No, and I mean, they're getting some decent pitching. Like, six runs is excessive to a certain degree, but they've gotten some good pitching. They can't hit. They can't hit. And you know what? This is a problem that they had last year at times, too, before when Royce Lewis came up last year, everything changed.
Yeah,
and now he's hurt.
And now he's hurt again.
Again, yeah. And so they're basically, it's basically gone back to the same things that we bitched about on this very show last spring.
Yeah.
Same crap.
I love my Twins. You got to start winning. How about we go 50-50 for a while? What do you say? No?
It's progress. Yes, it's progress.
If it happened. Do you think any chance it's going to happen?
Well, I mean, they're going to your point, they're going to win some games here eventually. I just don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it's so dead-ass right now. They struck out the starting pitcher, Tyler Glasnow, for the Dodgers, who used to be with the Rays, who's really, really good. he made them look, I mean, he struck out, I think, 14 guys last night. I think he pitched into, I think he pitched six innings. And they looked like idiots up there. Like, he made them look like a bunch of high school kids facing, you know, a Division I college pitcher who had been around for a long time. They looked like complete, how can I put this nicely? They looked like complete boobs out there.
They did. You're right. No question about it. I just got a text message from a listener that says, I blame you, Tom. It's your fault. Okay, well, thank you.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, all right, if that's what we're going to do, if we're going to identify Tom Bernard as the guy, he warned you, folks. He warned you. It was
I did.
I didn't listen.
I warned you a month ago. This team is terrible. Not just bad. They're terrible.
Do you think they listened to you and now it's in their heads?
Well, let me put it this way.
Yeah.
I know in the old days they listened to me because once in a while I'd go out on the field during batting practice.
Yep.
And somebody, like Al Newman did once, came over and pinned me up against the backstop. And I said, Al, I'm like a foot and a half taller than you. What are you doing? He was not happy with me, though. He was very pissed. But he thought he was going to scare me. He's like, Al, you're not scary. Settle down. Right?
I was going to say, of all the people, like Puck would be scary because he was so strong.
Oh, absolutely. He's a very, very strong guy. He's actually a really nice guy, too.
Yeah. What was Al? What? Why was he pissed? Do you remember?
Because I said he sucked on the show.
Okay. So he was defending not his team, but himself, his honor.
Yes. That's exactly right. But he still sucked.
He was a utility player.
He was, in other words, he sucked.
Yeah, he was a utility player. There's nothing wrong with it, but that's your role, man.
I know some people that like Al Newman. It's got nothing to do with that. It's sports. I have a job, Al. And if I got to say to the people that you suck, you suck. And if you get better, I'll go, you know what? I'm shocked. I was wrong. Al's phenomenal. He was okay. He didn't suck. He was okay.
At what point in Al's career did you tell him that he sucked? Because looking at these pictures, there's two very distinct versions. One where he's a little bit more slender. Skinny, you could definitely take him. But then there's one where it looks like he put on more than a few pounds, and he might have been like trying to move a house.
Oh, you mean like muscle?
Maybe a little bit of muscle.
No, he got
like a couple of beers. mostly beers.
Post playing career, he got really he got heavier. This is when Al was skinny, Tevin.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Because he was skinny as a player. And then I think he became eventually the Twins third base coach for a while.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And yes, he definitely did pack on some pounds.
But the Twins, for me, that was how it went. Like Herbeck and I have become friends. Timmy Laudner and I have been friends for years. There are a number of guys in the squad, you know, that were really nice guys. And then there are other guys like Brunansky hated my guts. He just, he didn't like me. It's because he was a mediocre player. That's why he didn't like me.
How about Gaetti?
Gaetti and I became really, really good friends. I didn't go around him too much when he was doing the Jesus deal, but.
Yeah, man, that's a weird story.
Yeah, it is an interesting story. But Gaetti was always great to me. I mean, I've got to be honest with you, TK and I got along great.
Yep.
TK didn't get along with anybody, and I got along with him just fine.
Yeah, TK got along with you. I see he was friends with Dark Star.
Yeah, he was, yep. I like TK. I thought TK. Last time I saw TK, he was teeing it up over at Midland Hills, man. It's been a few years now, but always liked that guy. He knew what the hell he was doing, man.
Yeah, he was, he was only, what, Tom, 35, I think, when he won the World Series in 87.
Right.
He was very young, and I don't think he had any idea really how to handle the media itself.
Right.
But, I mean, he always struck me as a guy who would have been happy if no one had shown up.
Yes.
And he was coaching games with like chain link fences. I think he just liked to coach.
He did.
And manage. I don't think he had any desire for spotlight.
Got to be honest with you. I was so lucky. My whole career, I've been very, very lucky. Except for this show. I don't work with anybody that I like on this show. But usually I like everybody I work with. But Tony nailed his impression of him. Let me just tell you people something.
I remember that. Oh, yeah, Tony's great. Tony's brilliant.
He nailed that impression, man, I'll tell you that. All right, pal. Yeah, look how every time your segment goes by in like 1 minute.
That's because we don't talk sports for a lot of it.
Well, think about that, though. If we came on every day and talked about nothing but sports, and that's how the show started every day, people go, oh, God, they're going to talk about nothing but sports again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and plus also the depression factor.
There is that as well.
Except for Ant. 51 points. It might have been against a bad team, but 51 points.
Doesn't matter. 51 points is 51 points.
Yep. Amen.
And that's pretty amazing. All right, young man. Always a great pleasure, sir.
Thank you, young man. I like it. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
He's a young fella. That's all I have to say. We will talk to you tomorrow, Pally. Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Score North's Judd Zolgad, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a break. Be right back in a couple of minutes. Minnesota business owners pay too much in taxes. You don't have to take my word for it. The Tax Foundation has just released its State Business Tax Climate Index, and Minnesota is near the bottom, with the 45th worst tax climate in the United States. When you expand or relocate your business to Sioux Falls, you'll be basking in the second best tax climate in the nation. That's just one reason why no matter what size your business is, what size business you own, you can increase your profits in Sioux Falls. We've got the proof at SiouxFallsDevelopment.com in Sioux Falls, which is a beautiful place, by the way. If you've never been there, you got to go. In Sioux Falls are safe streets, award-winning schools, short commutes, vibrant growing downtown, and pro-business attitude are all attractive reasons to make your move. And we've got a motivated workforce that's ready to help your business grow, and that's a very, very big thing. Escape the high taxes of Minnesota by planning your expansion or relocation to Sioux Falls. 2024 is a time to make your move. To Sioux Falls, check out SiouxFallsDevelopment.com.
Hi guys, it's Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Morning News, along with my friends Megan Newquist and Ken Barlow. In the morning, we pride ourselves on sharing people's stories. I've been lucky enough to be part of this 5 Eyewitness News morning team for more than a decade now. This is where I've raised my kids and working alongside my friends for all these years. We're like a family too.
We are family, Chris. Working with you and Ken and Hannah, it is such an honor to help folks start their day every morning on Channel 5. We get to catch people up on the news that's happening, and Hannah is here to keep an eye on the traffic around town.
And when it comes to weather, I know people rely on me to plan their day and get their family out the door. Over the last 10 years, there are so many memories and so many laughs. I just love sharing the forecast alongside you guys.
I feel the same way, Ken. To all you who start your day with us here on Channel 5, we think of you as family too. Thanks for turning on 5 Eyewitness News in the mornings.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We'll get it done, Pally. No question about it. Let us take a second to talk about my bank, North American Banking Company. You've heard me talk about them for a long time now. When they opened in 1998, they made a promise to deliver a better banking experience for their customers, where you know your banker, Bilski, and they know you. While a lot has changed since 1998, this commitment to being a true community bank in the Twin Cities has not. So if you're looking for a better banking experience, why not bank with my bankers at North American Banking Company? Go to nabankco.com or stop by any one of their 6 Twin Cities locations. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Indeed, ladies and gentlemen, Channel 5's Chris Eggert. Whoa, what the hell was that? Bling! Chris Eggert is here, bling!
That was me, my bad.
You're a disaster.
True. Sorry about that.
Channel 5, we'll get over it. Channel 5's Chris Eggert is brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation at 952-925-5608. Chris Eggert News, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, baby.
How you feeling today? You sound a little better.
Yeah, I feel a lot better, actually. But now, I stayed indoors all day yesterday because the doctor told me, just stay indoors. You cannot go outside. You got to kick this thing. And yep. I woke up this morning, and I felt pretty good. And I went for a four-mile walk this morning. There's a little bit of tightness in my throat, but I don't feel bad or anything. So I'm hoping maybe I got by this. That'd be great.
You should get just wear some kind of a, like, thing that, you know, like when you're doing sheetrock work or something.
just wear some kind of a gas mask thing, an aspirator when you're out on your walk. That'll get all, that'll keep all that pollen out of there.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go for the whole 4 mile walk going, I'm Dr. Fauci. What do you think? Think I could do that?
I mean,
that?
You could go that way with it too. It's, you know.
Yeah, because he and I are about the same size.
Can't we?
Yeah, he's a bruiser, so I know that. So I'm not, I'm sure people would be convinced that it really is him. No question about it.
I had somebody like light me up on Twitter the other day over something during COVID, and like it was a shot of me calling bingo for seniors.
Yeah.
At the, they did this thing at the city of Minnetonka where to keep the older folks safe, they would have a like a bingo day, but they would put everyone in their cars. And then we would call bingo over a closed circuit radio thing. Oh. And so everyone would stay safe. And this dude like lit me up. Oh yeah. What about this? And it was like a picture from 3 years ago where I had a mask on. And he was like, you're part of the problem with your mask. And I'm like, wait, are you mad at me about COVID and the fact that I was out calling bingo for seniors? I just like, I get it. We can look back on COVID and go, there's a million things I think we should have all done different and blah, blah, blah. But I was like, geez, my man, let it go.
I mean, like, don't do the research that caused it in the first place. Do you mean that?
I mean, that is one thing that, yes, it does stand out.
Everything is about money, Chris. We were talking about that at the beginning of the show, that every single thing is about money now. Whether it's medicine or this or that or the, it's always about how much money can I make from this? It's
disgusting. You're not wrong.
It sucks. Too bad. I had COVID twice. Luckily I got through it. I didn't ever have it really bad though. I mean, second time it was a little more harsh, but it was still not that big a deal. I don't know. It's pretty interesting. I don't know who to believe in that whole deal because there are some people that think that whole thing was a scam, that it should have never happened.
I definitely get it, and I understand people's positions on it. And again, like looking back now, I think it's easy to go, well, gosh, the kids should have never been, the kids should have been in school the whole time. Like, blah, 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 blah. But I mean, and call it COVID or whatever it was, tell me somebody who lost a family member.
Absolutely.
That it's not real. Like something happened.
But we're not saying that it's not real. It's just happened. That's the problem.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying people who are sort of like, that's like the main argument. It's not real. I'm like, well, something killed that person.
Well, now, wait a minute. I suppose next you're going to tell me the earth is not flat. Is that what you're going to do?
That's all a matter of perspective, Tom.
I suppose it is, yes.
You ever, I think we have talked about this because Tevin, you've deep dived on the whole flat earth thing. Yeah, I did that once too. And I was like, whoa. There was some wacky stuff going around pre-eclipse, too.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose. That kind of, like, you know, went into, and a lot of it was floating around on TikTok, and,
You know what I love about that so much? I was born in Long Prairie, Minnesota, raised in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Did it surprise me that nobody in Minnesota got to see the eclipse because it was cloudy? No.
Of course. Yeah, I know, right?
Of course it was cloudy.
Well, it's a super cloudy time of year around here, too, that people forget. I don't know. How far would you have been willing to drive to see, to be in the path of totality?
What happens when you put zero and zero together?
Because I'm kind of the same way.
I
might have walked outside and looked. I don't think I'm willing to. And maybe that's because I don't have the discretionary income to, like, just, like, decide to all of a sudden road trip across the country and. So I guess I'm not mad at people who do that. But
no, I understand exactly what you're saying. I just it's very cool. Don't get me wrong. I love the arc of the whole thing and how it happens. And it's not going to happen again for another 20 years, I know, which is kind of interesting. And then it's going to happen like 2 years in a row, somebody told me. Nothing's going to happen for 20 years, and then it's going to happen 2 years in a row. Is that accurate?
I think so. You're talking about in North America because there's other spots where –
Right.
Because I think in a couple, 18 months or so, there's going to be one that's going to hit Europe. And I don't know. I didn't even mean to bring it up, actually. I'm so over the eclipse thing. Yeah. I'm like, every day we're like, oh, blah, 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 the eclipse. And I'm like, dude.
Well, look, I understand. We can't have big numbers every quarter hour, so.
Well, I will say this about that.
I will say this about that. I love that.
There was something nice to like see, even though I thought it was pretty corny and a little over the top, from like the network coverage, everyone going like wall to wall coverage with the eclipse. At least it was something like that was not political. It was not really divisive. It was not, you know, it was just like, oh God. And then it's like, oh, someone's happy to see the eclipse. Why am I mad at that person for being happy to see the eclipse?
No, I agree.
Right? Like, well, good for you. Good. Great.
God, seriously, that what's going outside and seeing a dandelion, that makes you happy? I'm happy for you. What's wrong with that?
Right. Right.
I got no problem with that. People need to calm down with judging each other. Very judgmental right now.
You're right.
But mostly mental. Ah, you see how I separated the two words?
You're right about that, too.
But it's true. People are nuts right now. The things that they're saying, you know what I love the most? And it's national news. It doesn't happen on the local news. You guys do a great job. The local news, it doesn't get too political, all the rest of it. But I just love bouncing from news, national news, national news, national news, because you can literally go on one channel, the sky is blue. Turn the channel. No, it isn't. It's like, Jesus, do you agree on anything?
Yeah,
and the answer is no, they don't.
There's not much. There's definitely not much. Not when it comes to the political stuff these days.
I guess it just, everybody, would you just relax? Everything will be fine. Calm down. They're going to rip us off one way or the other. And there's nothing we can do about it.
That's always been my position. I'm like, I don't really trust any of them. And I know there are some well-intended people who start off down the path of politics, I think, with the right ideas and the, the right ideals. But then somewhere along the line, people just get influenced and pushed. And, you know, there's a million different forces there.
You're absolutely right. It's really unfortunate it goes that way, but that is the way it goes. And so what we have to do is mature enough to go, okay, I don't really care what you think about that. If you're going to be all whiny and pissy about it, then good for you. It's not what I think. But
right. Everything doesn't have to be a fight.
Exactly. Who needs it? Right.
I agree.
Is there an owl in the studio somewhere?
No, there's a,
what is
that? We have like the Air Force band on the show today. Yeah. Yes. And so they're over warming up next door somewhere.
Oh, that's what it is.
And mind you, there's like a TV news broadcast that's happening in the other room right now too.
Yeah.
But so that's clearly going out over the air of that.
That's hilarious. I'm listening to Chris Eggert and I hear, whoo.
I know. I was like, for a second, I was like, what the hell is that? And then I'm like, oh, the Air Force is here.
That's one thing I love about radio and podcasting. None of that crap even matters. If there is an owl, good. And if it's not an owl, so what?
And if there is an owl, it makes it more interesting, right? I like several years ago, and I know you guys probably all saw this, but like the consultants who consult radio and TV and media, they were like really became focused on like lift back the curtain and explain the process and really bring people inside what it is you're doing and demystify it. I think almost to a fault sometime we've demystified it so much. It's
I understand what you're saying. All right, Palomino, we're going to talk to you again tomorrow. That was a hell of a report, I thought.
You know, a lot of fun. It's not every day you get an Air Force band in the background.
Da-da-da-da-da. Ooh, hoo. That's all I know. Thanks, pal.
Bye, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, Channel 5's Chris Eggert, brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation. That number's 952-925-5608. So, AJ, you got to teed up so Valley Auto goes first.
We're going to go K&L Valley and then Livia.
Oh, that's right. You told me that already. Dropped the ball on you. Fumble.
We're going to pick it up and run it in the end zone, though.
Yeah, as you put it, theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind, man.
That was the key word in college.
We'll be right back after this theater of the mind. In addition to having the best selection in town, K&L Surplus and Ammo also can help you sell your firearm safely and worry-free. Very, very important. You've inherited a collection of firearms from a loved one, don't know what to do with them, or if you have guns you're no longer using, call Jim at K&L Surplus and Ammo. Jim can help you sell those firearms safely and through consignment and auction. I know Jim. He's an extremely knowledgeable guy, great guy too. Will help you get top dollar, which is very important, of course. He will help you explore all the options and take the work and stress off of your shoulders. K&L Surplus and Ammo is on Lake Drive in Lina Lakes and open Tuesday through Saturday. You can also visit them online at www.klgunstore.com.
The past several years have been the craziest in the history of the car business. The pandemic, supply chain and chip issues, all causing extreme inventory shortages that led to, well, predatory pricing. Some dealers charge thousands of dollars over MSRP.
We never played that game. I'm Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC. We knew that would leave a bad taste in a customer's mouth. More importantly, from an integrity standpoint, it was just wrong.
So what about the current market? You know, inventory and pricing.
Valley has their best inventory in years. Really all the Buick and GMC models. Even the previously hard-to-find Yukons, HD pickups, and Hummer EVs. Plenty of deep discounts, many with factory rebates and low-interest financing.
Then it's a good time to buy?
It's a great time. We're welcoming our previous customers back, as well as anyone else that felt the treatment just didn't feel right the last time somewhere else.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Car buying without the bad aftertaste.
I'm Bernard here for Olivia Weight Control Centers. Now is the time to get a jump on summer. You could lose up to 20 pounds or more in your first 8 weeks, or like me, you could lose 7 pounds in the first 2 days. What do you think of that action? Anyway, when you join Olivia, you'll receive a personalized and doctor-recommended program tailored to your unique needs, goals, and lifestyle. Olivia's amazing team of registered dietitians and nutritionists will guide you every step of the way. Join Olivia today and get your first 8 weeks free. We're going to talk a little bit about it coming up. It's going to be great. I had another just wonderful day yesterday. I'm never hungry. That's the one thing I got to tell you, is I do not get hungry on this program. I've been on Olivia now for a couple of days, and like I understand it's only 2 days, but I lost 7 pounds in the first 2 days. And I know, yes, I do go for 7 or 8 mile walks every day, you know, bits in here, like four miles in the morning, two in the afternoon, one, then one, you know, however I mix it up. It all works out, but it's really, really terrific. Join Olivia today. Get your first 8 weeks free. Visit Livia.com. That's Livea.com. You can also just call 855-GO-LIVIA. And Livia's now offering GLP-1 medications. Quiet the food noise. I said the food noise. And see accelerated results by summer. Visit Livia.com or call 855-GO-LIVIA. Start your weight loss journey now and get a jump on summer the Livia way.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
You damn right. What's the latest?
Well, we've got Heather on the line here.
Heather.
Good morning, Tom.
How are you doing, young lady?
Well, I'm doing well, and honestly, I'm just thrilled. I heard what you just spoke about, the fact that you've lost 7 pounds in 2 days. I mean, that's obviously what we want to hear, so that's fantastic. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. But, Heather, I got to be honest with you. I didn't make some great sacrifice here. You eat, you know, 4 times a day, which is good for me. Because what I like about that is I don't... First of all, I've talked to Beth about this. I've talked to Carol about it. Talked to you about it. Paulie, Dr. Paul. You know that Dr. Paulie and I have been friends forever. I think I told you that.
Well, I feel like that this is all sort of meant to be. I didn't realize that. We didn't know that until you and I started talking, like, what are the chances of that? That's unique, and what a privilege.
Well, no, I mean, I've known Carol forever. It's just a really, I didn't even know all this stuff was going on. But then, you know, once we talked, I realized that I knew about half the people that worked there, and I'd known them for years and years. But the great thing about it is I literally called Carol yesterday and said, well, look, the first day I lost 4 pounds. So basically, I'm only going to be on the program if this continues for only about 11 and a half days. So I don't know what we're going to do after that. But if I lose 4 pounds a day for the next 11 and a half days, I'll have lost the whole 50 pounds I want to lose. But Heather, I got to be honest with you, to lose 7 pounds in the first couple of days, is that unusual or is it kind of normal?
Well, I wouldn't say that it's normal, but I would say it often happens. So,
okay.
I mean, I really
okay.
It just depends on, I think, someone's lifestyle. Like you said, I heard you speak about this and you shared this with Carol and I, but your activity level, I think that's certainly a big part of it. You know, like mm-hmm. you're walking, because it really isn't just about making nutrition changes. It's about incorporating a number of factors. So activity level, you know, staying, you know, just active. And then, of course, you know, behavioral changes, because the goal with us, certainly, like you said, in 11 days, you'll be at our goal or at your goal. And perhaps what next? What do you do? Let's say you've reached your goal, which is obviously you're an overachiever. Let's be clear. But on the other hand, It really is about making it sustainable. So that's really, I think, what sets Livia apart from other programs out there. And that's essentially making all of those changes last. You know, I think we're all often tired of those countless repeated attempts to lose weight. And so that's really where Livia comes into play, in my opinion. And it's about, you know, making those adjustments, habit changes, behavioral mindsets, the things that sort of get us into that place to begin with. And honestly, we know this, weight loss is hard. So what are some of the things that we can implement in our day-to-day activities that make it sustainable? And that's really, I think, what you'll get from us once you reach your goal in 11 days. That's what's next.
But it's so difficult because, I mean, I just went, oh my God, they're going to force me to eat chocolate three times a day, and then I get some pretzels and I get some chips. How am I ever going to get through that? You got chips, you got pretzels, you got these bars that are absolutely, by the way, those bars are delicious.
Well, I love to hear that. I mean, that's the goal. And again, as you just described, it really isn't about being deprived. And, you know, meal replacements, that's a piece of it. You know, and just like you mentioned, the weight loss medications, that's a new lane that we just integrated into our business model. But all of these are means to the end goal of just, you know, eating your own foods, making these healthy lifestyle changes so that whatever it is that you choose to do long term, it's sustainable. So I love that you're loving the meal replacements. That's just a lane. But ultimately, it is just about, you know, moderation, you know, making healthy choices, certainly individualizing it. Hopefully you're seeing that experience with Beth. As you mentioned, she's a registered dietitian. She's been with Livia since, gosh, it's over 10 years now. And she's so skilled and, you know, really understands it's a personal approach. You know, it's not a one size fits all. So that's also important to point out for any of your listeners that it isn't about just a blanket approach. It is about what is it that you need, Tom? What's going to help you achieve your goals? Because, again, from one person to the next, we all have a personal need and a personal path that we need to take.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. One thing I really got to mention, and I'm only going to mention one store. There aren't any in Minnesota, that's why I guess. But we have stores like this. One thing, let's say I went on a diet 30, 35 years ago. I would not have access to the kind of foods that I have access to now because of, you ever heard of Sprouts? It's a grocery store. Oh, you have?
Yes,
okay.
I have, actually.
You can go get some chicken there, right? Some you know, chicken breast, cut chicken breast. There's no sodium. There's no chemicals. I mean, we didn't have this very, very healthy food you could just go buy off the shelves and not have to worry about eating it. I mean, that's really helpful, Heather. It really is.
Well, I think that convenience, like you said, and just having access and you don't have to think about it. I mean, for those people that are really busy, their lifestyle doesn't really allow them to pre-plan. That's critical, just that convenience piece, because when we're on the go and we're busy, we oftentimes make poor choices. So that's not helpful. But these types of items that are available to you, like you just said, healthy choices, that can really help set you up for success.
I mean, back in the old days, if you went and grabbed some pre-cut chicken breast, good luck to you because it's going to have these elements in it, like a lot of salt or some sugar or whatever. It's not like that anymore. It's very, very, it's a lot easier to follow diets now because the food is much healthier. There's no question about that. It's
agreed.
I love it, as a matter of fact. And I just, for another thing that's really helpful, Heather, and it's kind of interesting, because I was off social media for 12 years because I hate telling everybody to get lost and leave me alone. But 12 years later, I get back on social media about a month ago, 2 months ago, whatever it is. I cannot believe the support I get on social media for the Livia program. People who've been on it, people who've heard of it, just the fact that I'm on a weight loss program. Nobody, you need to lose weight. You should be on it. It's not like that at all. It's like, hey, you got this. Don't worry about it. There are going to be ups and downs. People on social media are much more help. Do I have a special social media where they just erase the jerks? Is that kind of a special deal?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's just you that, I don't know, people gravitate to you and feel like they want to encourage and support you because obviously we know social media cannot be nice at times. But I would say, you know, the Livia community, and I think people generally feel that they understand that it can be difficult. And I think shaming because of people needing to lose weight, you know, hopefully those days are done. I mean, obviously there are going to be people out there that feel differently, but I think ultimately at Livia, we understand that it's, you know, it's not easy, and we don't always make the best choices. And that's where, you know, that one-on-one personalized support, you know, our team, I really feel strongly about this. I think that's a really important element that we have. You know, we've been in the community, like you mentioned, for 15 years, and we just understand weight loss. And it's really, it's not like, you know, obviously you can have these bad choices, but then it's all about, like, how do you get back on track? You know, and that's, I think, repeatedly what happens to a lot of us. It's like, oh, I start on a Monday, and suddenly on Tuesday, I've completely blown it. And now it's like,
it does happen.
You know, it happens, and we've all done that. And I think that's really where our team comes into play, where we just really help you navigate. Okay, well, now what? What are some things you could have done differently? And let's reset and get back on track. And I think that's really the grace that everyone needs. And I think that, you know, just with the weight loss medications, just to speak to that briefly, it's, you know, and I think I said this to you when we spoke initially, we were reluctant to engage in the weight loss medications. We've been doing just nutrition-based, doctor-recommended, you know, obviously expert-led support for 15 years. And then suddenly these, you know, revolutionary weight loss medications come into play. And we're thinking, well, that just, it's a complete contradiction to what it is that we do. So we weren't really, you know, excited about that possibility. But the more we researched and understood it, I mean, there are true biological barriers that prevent people from having success. So there's just some, there's sensitivity to that. And obviously they work, they've been around really for years. But now it's just helping someone that really can't seem to get past a place, and their health is being impacted as a result. So the upside is, again, you know, it is about accelerating, you know, weight loss, obviously eliminating the food noise, because that can really be challenging for a lot of people. Yep. But it's not the end game. Same as meal replacements aren't the end game. The end game is nutrition support, you know, personalized guidance, making these the weight loss sustainable. Otherwise, we're just constantly trying to lose weight. So Livia, you know, really is designed to, you know, those behavioral modifications, personalized support, nutrition-based, because what we do know, if you take the weight loss medications, eventually, once you just continue using them, you'll kind of be back to where you started, and it's like we just want everyone to get out of that hamster wheel. So that's where I think for Livia, it's going to really be a lane for us to support anyone, really, and provide access, whether it is you choose weight loss medications or nutrition-based exclusively. You have access to Olivia.
We only got about a minute left, so I got to tell Heather this story. Heather and Carol, I've known Carol for, 30 years, something like that. And we're talking one day about this, that, and the other thing. And they mentioned that Dr. Paul Olson is the doctor in charge. And I go, Paulie? And they go, what? And I said, Paul, I've been a friend of Paulie's for like 40 years. He never told me that he was, you know, Paulie's not like that, by the way. If he, you know, is in charge of something, he's like, you know what I'm doing, I'm running. Yeah, he's not like that at all. So I didn't even know he was doing it. So the great thing about that is, and by the way, I don't know where you found Beth, but Beth is a, God, is she wonderful. What a sweetheart that woman is.
She's a gem. She is.
She is. But the greatest thing about her, she's I don't know if she's Scandinavian. She's from Minnesota originally, correct?
That's right. Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm talking to her yesterday. I love Beth. That's the one thing I will tell you. I know all these people now, and I knew some of them for a long time, so it's that comfortable feeling. But the one thing that Beth does when we're talking on the phone, and it's, I'm sure she's not thinking about doing it, but she does it anyway. She goes like this. She goes, yeah, so Tom, if you want to call Heather tomorrow or call Heather and Carol together and talk to them about this, and then you can call Paulie too. All of a sudden she's Italian when we get It's phenomenal.
I love it. Well, that's going to be my new name for Dr. Paul is Paulie. We've given him lots of names. This is a new one. I'm going to use it. I'm going to own it. And I love it. I love it.
All right, well, I just wanted you to know how great it is. The program is very, very easy. And look, people know me. I'm not going to say it works great and it's comfortable if it's not. I'm not lying about things. I just don't do that whole deal. But you guys, the first time I talked to you and Carol was great, and then I got to meet Beth, and I already knew Paulie, and the thing's working out beautiful. I'm having obviously great success. I'm sure it'll slow down. I won't be losing 3-4 pounds a day, you know, so.
Well, that's not typical, but so far, I mean, honestly, and I appreciate your candor and just how much you appreciate the team. And like you said, you're honest, because we do believe it works. And again, You know, the long-term play is really the piece that we really focus on. Obviously, we want people to have success. If anyone yes. wants to lose weight, you want it to work and quickly, because that's where we're at. But ultimately, you also want to keep it off. And we're fortunate that you're choosing Livia, and really happy about your success and love the fact that Paulie and you go way back. He is really special to us. And
he
yep. lost 104 pounds on our program, and he really? Kept it off. He really did. It's remarkable. And I think that's why it works for all of us, you know, to work together, because he has a personal story with Livia, and he's kept it off, and he's just a huge advocate for us. Obviously, he operates the medical side of our business, but he has a personal, just a personal testament to it working. And that's important to him too. Like you said, you're going to tell the truth. It works. And we're grateful for that.
I agree 100%. Heather, you're going to have to pop on once in a while, because we'll keep track of the progress and anything new or whatever. But thank you so much for coming on, because I think this humanizes things. A lot of times it's like, I don't know anything about this. Well, you know, if they listen just now, they heard you talking about it. It's straight ahead. You're not going to get anything. You're not going to get pushed around, or you got to do this, you got to do it. It's not how it works. So, Heather, we'll talk to you again very, very soon. All right.
Thanks for having me, Tom. Nice to chat.
Oh, it's a great pleasure. Thanks, Heather.
All right. Take care.
Heather, big shot at Livia. She is a big shot, you know.
That's what I hear.
Oh, yeah. She runs the show.
I think it's great that she runs the show and she sounds like she's 9 years old. Doesn't she sound really young?
She sounds very passionate about helping people lose weight, which I think is for Livia. Like, if you're working with them, that's first and foremost.
Yeah.
Very nice people. Really nice people. Another nice person's coming up right after this. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther. My client on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw and Bryant.
When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't tell me how to do it. It sickens me. For some reason, my camera went off again. Why does that keep happening?
There you go.
Well, I know how to bring it back up now, thank God, because it happened a couple times already this week, Monday, Tuesday, and now Wednesday. The camera just shuts off, and I don't know why. Is it sick of looking at me?
That could be it.
That's what I'm thinking.
That could be it.
Do we have a special guest?
We sure do.
Ladies and gentlemen, a new TV show on Access TV, Sounds Delicious with Carney Wilson, premiered on Tuesday, April 16th. It's at 8:30 p.m., and I have to do this with my disc jockey voice. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Carney, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, here. I got to do my disc jockey voice. Here we go.
Okay.
Hosted by rock royalty Carney Wilson. What do you think?
Very good. Very nice. It's like Isaac Hayes a little bit.
Isaac Hayes. I loved Isaac Hayes. He was wonderful. No question about it.
Me too.
He did a good job. But you know what? It's interesting that you bring that up because you know all these guys. I was just looking at the list of with a slate of famous friends and fellow icons like Mark McGrath, Lisa Loeb, John Stamos, Dee Snider, Sean Stockman of Boys to Men, and more. I mean, you know everybody.
I mean, that's what's so great about this, you know? It's like the 34 years in this business, I've met so many great people. I've got to sing with a lot of them. And I've been in the studio with Mark McGrath, you know, and John Stamos is like an honorary Beach Boy, for Christ's sake, you know? And then, like, Lisa Loeb, you know? And then, like, Lisa Loeb is you know, a mom and a beautiful songwriter and singer. And we made this Mediterranean chicken and Manchego mashed potatoes, and she cooks, but like Mark McGrath, he was like, I don't know if I can do this. I love you, but I don't cook. And I said, I don't care. Get your ass in the kitchen with me, and I promise you that we're going to have a blast. And he was going, thank you so much. I love you. I love this. And he was making lasagna with me, and he was like, I can do this, you know. So it was wonderful. We bust out in the song, and we sing. And, you know, Dee Snider is hilarious. And
love the guy.
It's just such
love
a dream. He's fantastic. And yep, it's like I have some kind of connection with each guest. And I just feel like there's really nothing else on TV like this. I mean, and it's not like bragging. You know, I don't want to brag because I watched the first episode and I was like, this is really funny. And I feel like it's really entertaining and different, you know, and it's sort of like these guys, these celebrities, they rolled up their sleeves and they just got in there and they found that they could do more than they thought they could do and they could have fun while doing it and just be crazy with me in the kitchen because that's the way I am. I'm out of my mind, so I let it go.
You know what's great about you just saying that? Because I was thinking the one thing that I have to avoid in life is because you're both beautiful women, you got an edge to yourselves, you're strong people. You and my wife should never meet because I don't think I'd last through the argument.
God, that's funny. Oh,
it's
Tom.
True.
Well, I mean, I'm drawn to strong women. I'm drawn to confident
too.
Women, you know, and it's like, I just feel like today, after all these years and all this time and the way the world is today, you know, you can look at it as, is that glass half full or half empty? What am I going to contribute to the people around me? You know, how am I going to lift people up rather than bring them down? For Christ's sake, it's just celebrate your family, your friends, your music, your food. And that's why this is the perfect time to have this, for me to have this show. It's like I've done so many different shows and been involved with so many different parts of the entertainment world. And it's like everything came together, you know, hosting, music, and food. I could not be more grateful for this, really, truly.
No, I can understand. Carney, were there special family dinners back when you were a kid?
Well, I mean, my grandma was a great cook. She was a great cook, and I remember being around the table at my grandma and grandpa's house where my mom, you know, spent time in her early teenage years with my dad that she married when she was just 16. And I remember being in that house, you know, where he would play the piano with her there and play for my grandma and grandpa, and we used to make, like, my grandmother made the most amazing chicken soup, and her matzo balls were sick, delicious,
oh,
like beyond.
I love them.
used yep. she used to like take like carrots and put them through a strainer, so the chicken soup would have like these flecks of carrot in it. It was actually dumb, and then her matzo balls were just beyond, and so. And then, like, you know, her, like, brisket of beef. So I kind of, but my mom was not a cook, but she did make that, like, they called it, like, what was it called? The egg in the hole. Like, you make, like, the toast on the in the pan with the butter, and then you make a hole in the middle and put the egg in there.
Yep.
And, like, that was something that we would beg my mom to make, or her pancakes. She made good pancakes. But, you know, I do have my mom and my sister for a family episode, for like a Mother's Day episode. We make this incredible breakfast casserole, and I make this homemade bread, and it was just so cute to have my mom, because my mom loves food. But, you know, it's like, I feel like family is really the root of it all, and like we're just celebrating the crap out of all this food and being together. Thank God, you know?
You know, I'd invite you to dinner some night, but somebody might get beat up at the next table, so I don't think we should do it.
Well, it's kind of like being a fly on the wall and being at my house and in my kitchen and in my living room. You know, it's like if that's the vibe. It's very, very relaxed, because that's the way it has to be. I mean, when you come in my home, you're going to be laughing, you're going to be hearing music, and you're going to be eating the food, and that's it. It's like that's what means the most to me in my life. You know, and I'm just happy that my daughters get to see and grow up with a sober mom. You know, I mean, my husband and I have been married for 24 years, and there's a lot of laughter in our home. And, it's not to say that, like, times get tough and, you know, we can get down some days and things don't work out and life hits you hard. But I just refuse to quit. I refuse to be a downer. And my mom and my dad taught me about that, you know.
That makes total sense. I know you got to go, but could you do me a favor and pop on the show like every day?
I'll come back anytime you want. You guys were great to talk to, Tom. Thank you.
Carney, you're the best. Thank you, dear. Have a good day.
Oh, thank you, honey. Okay, bye.
Bye. Carney Wilson, ladies and gentlemen, new TV show on Access TV. Sounds Delicious with Carney Wilson premieres on Tuesday, April 16th, 8:30 p.m. I love strong women like that. I just love tough women. Yeah. Isn't that great? I suppose because of my mother and sisters. That's why, I suppose, right?
Yeah, and she sounds like she's amazing. Like,
yeah, phenomenal.
Just her laugh alone. Like, yeah, let's exactly. Let's go hang out and make some food and listen to some music.
Never a dull moment in a kitchen with her, I imagine.
Oh, no, not at all. Well, it's funny because Catherine posted a picture on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
She and I are standing together, and everybody was very, very nice. But the real praise all went to Catherine.
And why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't it, of course?
Yeah, why wouldn't it? Exactly. God, I love Carney Wilson. Carney, you got to come on more often. Like I said, just every day. That'd be fine. No problem.
A little squeezer.
Is that too much to ask?
You know what? I just loved her. I thought she was a wonderful guest. We'll take a break and be right back. Speaking of wonderful women, Kristen Bird is up next.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. Thank you. They're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now for the best prices ever. When you use promo code TOM, you get free shipping on your entire order. You get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. Six-pack towel sets for only $29.98. And take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses and mattress toppers. 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Use promo code TOM, and you can get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code TOM.
Hi, guys. It's Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Morning News, along with my friends Megan Newquist and Ken Barlow. In the morning, we pride ourselves on sharing people's stories. I've been lucky enough to be part of this 5 Eyewitness News morning team for more than a decade now. This is where I've raised my kids, working alongside my friends for all these years. We're like a family, too.
We are family, Chris. Working with you and Ken and Hannah,
It is such an honor to help folks start their day every morning on Channel 5. We get to catch people up on the news that's happening, and Hannah is here to keep an eye on the traffic around town.
And when it comes to weather, I know people rely on me to plan their day and get their family out the door. Over the last 10 years, there are so many memories and so many laughs. I just love sharing the forecast alongside you guys.
I feel the same way, Ken. To all you who start your day with us here on Channel 5, we think of you as family too. Thanks for turning on 5 Eyewitness News in the mornings.
The new Tom Bernard Show is proud to have partners like Bradshaw & Bryant, MyPillow, and North American Banking Company founder, chairman, and president, Mike Bilski.
I've advertised on Tom's show for years, and the reason is simple. My business is recognized because of the ads, and that recognition has created growth. What business doesn't want to grow? I highly recommend the Tom Bernard Morning Show for your advertising.
Grow results for your business by partnering with the Tom Bernard Show. Visit TomBernardShow.com, keyword partner. This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
What are you smiling at, sister?
I was doing things, and I'm like, there's the music.
Oh, my God, I'm busy. Kristen Bird Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. So we just had this very smart, strong woman on, and I said, I don't know if I can do two in a row.
Carney's great, isn't she?
Oh, Carney Wilson's wonderful.
She used to, so this is such an L.A. story, but Melissa Joan Hart, a lot of people know her from her Nickelodeon years, used to have a bakery in the neighborhood next door to mine. And Carney Wilson would sell her red velvet, like, cupcakes and cookies. And she's a really good baker. I don't know if she mentioned it at all. I didn't get to hear the whole interview. But I used to buy them all the time. They were delicious.
Now, whose daughter is she?
Brian Wilson. Isn't it Brian Wilson?
It is Brian Wilson. I thought so, but I didn't know for sure.
And part of Wilson Phillips, great music back in the, I want to say early 90s, maybe?
Really? Was that 35 years ago?
I know this pain. Why do you lock yourself up these chains? No one wants me singing.
Okay, that's going to do it for the show today.
I know. Everyone's going to sing. Everyone's going to cancel me, or they're going to cancel you because of my bad singing. I'm sorry,
people. You're not a bad singer. Why do you think you're a bad singer?
Because my husband's a really good singer. Bill is great. So when you listen to me next to him, you're like,
Is he the one who did the crusher? Do the hammerlock. Is that him?
No. He can actually sing a real tune.
Can he? What does he sing?
Well, for years, you know, he's done Ricky Ricardo. So he does a lot of the Babaloo. He's going to be, I'm very excited. We're going to go to the Lucille Ball Comedy Festival in August. He's going to be performing there. So I'm going to tag along and we get another ride as Ricky.
So is he Cuban, your husband?
He's not. He is of Mexican and Spanish descent.
Oh, okay.
But he's not Cuban. That's probably the one bit of the Latinx culture that he's not a part of.
But you know, there are. You can find one or two great Latin singers. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and he does a great Ricky Ricardo. So it's been a big part of his career.
You know,
why we met and got married, too.
Oh, really? Well, tell me more about that.
You wanted to hear about this?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, originally, I'm going to just make this very long story, very tight and succinct. But we originally met through my ex-boyfriend. He and I were co-hosting a show. We were friends. We were not dating at that point. And Bill and my ex-boyfriend had worked together. And he goes, I think you two would actually get along. This was 2006, people, just for the math. We exchanged numbers and never called each other. Fast forward to 2011, I went to go see a show that was sold out, the hottest ticket in town, which was I Love Lucy Live on Stage.
Oh, yeah.
A friend of mine was in it. And I realized, that guy looks familiar. I took a photo of the program, sent it to my ex-boyfriend. I'm like, isn't that the guy you wanted me to go out on a date with? And he goes, yes, and I still think you guys should date. Because I was single at the time. I went backstage to congratulate my friend. I said to my friend, I've met Bill before. He reintroduced us. We exchanged numbers. By the time I was in the parking lot, he had asked me out.
Oh.
Yes. And so we joke that I Love Lucy brought us together and got us married. So also my ex-boyfriend takes credit for the marriage, as does my friend who invited me to see the show. So
is he still walking the streets looking for someone?
No, my ex-boyfriend is happily married. He's got a great woman named Julie. We've been on vacation with them. Everyone gets along. It's great. No, it's really a wonderful friendship.
No. Your answer is, yeah, he's miserable.
Oh,
yeah.
No. No, you know, there's always that weird thing, like, can men and women be friends after they've dated? And I've had a long work relationship with my ex-boyfriend. We've worked together and co-hosted things for over, I mean, almost 3 decades now. So it's, and his wife is lovely and everyone gets along and it's great.
Wonderful. That is
healthy.
Great. It should be healthy. We're just, I asked everybody, like, you know, over the last hour or so, have you been watching anything new? Kath and I had never seen this, not new by any stretch of the imagination, but Kath and I had never seen American Rust. That show's good.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's one thing I love about streaming. You can find stuff that you've never seen before. It's wonderful.
Yeah, being able to discover things or even rediscover things. Maybe you watched it 10, 15 years ago, and then you have the ability to watch the entire season again. You watch it through a different lens sometimes. I mean, I watch Sex and the City all of the time or Gilmore Girls or The Office, and you think, oh, wow, we wouldn't say that now in 2024, but it was of the time. And you get to see how comedy or drama or styles have changed in Hollywood.
You know, it's funny you bring up The Office. I completely forgot because we started watching The Office Special Editions. Have you seen that show?
Mm-hmm.
Where they don't cut as much stuff out of it.
Peacock, yes.
I completely forgot there was a guy on that show named Andy Bernard.
What? Oh, that's right.
Yeah, there's a play. The guy on there, his name is Andy Bernard. I completely forgot about that.
Andy's one of the great characters on The Office, too.
God,
I mean, his a cappella jokes never got old for me. Like, the guy that just couldn't leave college behind in his a cappella group.
Yes.
We all know that, like, frat guy. We just know him.
But how great. And the casting on that show is just right on the money. It's a great show. We start, again, they have this thing called Special Editions now where it contains things that weren't seen before because they didn't cut them out. But all of a sudden, you know who's here? Andy Bernard. And I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, that's right.
I forgot about him. I've recommended this before, but The Office Ladies, the podcast that goes along with The Office series, terrific. It's so good.
That show was very, very funny because Steve Carell was such a prick in that show. He didn't even know he was being a prick. That's the great part.
You know, it's always like, I always think about this, being able to play a villain, but a villain with heart. That's why you like them.
Yep.
You, in some Good weird point. Way, you root for Michael Scott in these terrible situations sometimes. And if you had, we've all had a boss like Michael Scott too, that they would just be awful to you. And then they would do something so kind and you'd be like, oh, I guess I'll forgive them. And like, okay, I'll keep this job for another, you know, 3-4 months, and then they do something else, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Brittany used to love to bring up the fact that he once said, that Michael Scott once said, well, I'm not superstitious, but I'm kind of stitious. What a great line that is. It's just a brilliant line, isn't it?
I mean, and how often has everyone said, that's what she said? I mean,
that's right. That's what she said. That is a great character. There's no question about it. There's so much great. Like I said, American Rust, we've just seen one episode of it so far. But my God, Jeff Daniels is just well acted, well written. The whole thing. It just, streaming television is heaven for me.
It's wonderful. I also think you don't go wrong with the Jeff Daniels project.
Well, that's true because he's terrific. Yep. No question. So anything I'm missing out on I should be watching?
Nothing right now. This is a very quiet week in terms of TV and streaming. But I will say that you're going to be hearing a lot about movies this week. CinemaCon is going on. It used to be called Show West, so some people may be familiar with that name. But CinemaCon is where all of the North American theater operators gather in Vegas, and the celebrities all come out and say, this is what's coming up in the next year. So we'll hear a lot of news this week about film. You know, the Joker trailer, they got to see like a sneak peek of that. So a lot of people are saying, you know, hey, it's dark, it's weird, it's twisty, but it could be an interesting entry later on this year. Kevin Costner is there. We're going to be hearing a lot about Kevin and Horizon and American Saga. A couple of interesting news came out of Kevin's presentation. First of all, Horizon will be going to Cannes Film Festival. It's not competing, but the first installment will be going there. So we're going to start hearing a lot about this in May. The first two parts, June and August. So the first part will be out in June. Second installment will be out in August. The other two installments haven't been filmed yet because he doesn't have the financing. But I have a feeling that this could possibly be a big summer entry, at least part one, which might be enough to get the final parts 3 and 4 filmed because he'll get the financing for it. But he says he hopes that one day all 4 parts will be a bingeable type of program at movie theaters. I mean, can you imagine going sitting in a movie theater for 8-9 hours watching this? It's a lot.
No, I cannot.
But that's what he wants. He also teased Yellowstone, and he really wants to come back for the last part of season 5. He is working hard. He has left the door wide open for Taylor Sheridan to do it. And he even said, hey, we were supposed to go 7 seasons. I'm still open to that. So this is really interesting. And I wonder if they will do an about face on this and at least allow John Dutton to wrap up his storyline and even make a cameo at the back part of season 5.
So what did happen? I mean, I thought Taylor Sheridan and he worked together really well. What happened?
A couple things happened. First of all, you had, I think, a battle of the egos at a certain point. I think, you know, the two of them are like, we're so successful. And you have Kevin Costner, who is very passionate about his passion project, which right now is Horizon. Yeah. And he said, I only have these dates available to shoot Yellowstone. And Taylor's like, that's not going to work. And remember, Taylor's the guy calling the shots. This is not Kevin's project. Kevin did not have a great career at the time before Yellowstone. Like, he was in a lull in his career. And, you know, people start getting puffed up when you're like, I'm on a hit show. I'm an A-list star. I can do what I want.
Right. Yep.
And I think the two of them clashed, you know, but then Taylor also said, I will always work with Kevin, understanding like his, you know, that he brought a lot to the table for Yellowstone. So I have a feeling I wouldn't be surprised if at least a cameo happened in the back half of season 5.
The amazing thing is, I've never talked to Taylor Sheridan, but I really like his writing. He does terrific shows, but I've had Kevin Costner on many, many times. He's just a great guy. When I talk to him, I literally can't keep him from working or get him to work, but he's always very pleasant.
Yeah, he's great in interviews. I think he's difficult on set. I think he shows up. I think he does the work. I think, you know, it's about him almost maybe caring too much, but then also going, well, I have leverage here. Let me throw a little bit of my weight around. And sometimes that can be met with resistance, of course.
Yeah, Kristen, don't mention that in front of Tevin and AJ, okay? Because you got a battle already. It's nonstop, you know. she just looks at me like, okay.
Are they throwing their weight around right now? They're shooting each other signs and like writing little messages.
Exactly right.
Get her off the screen now. I think there's a tech problem.
what happened to Tom? His picture just disappeared.
That was funny. What was it? A couple days ago? That was good.
It happened again today.
It was perfect. It did.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Just on you, Tom?
Yeah.
Oh.
God hates me.
There's a conspiracy out against you then for sure.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, typical. It's like since the day I was born, there's been a conspiracy. It's unbelievable.
Well, you go away for a week and, you know, people just kind of inch their way in.
I got to be honest with you, though, being 23 inches long and weighing 11 pounds, my mother probably was pissed off at me the day I was born. So what do you think of that?
I'd be mad at that, too.
Can you imagine and it was a natural childbirth. How in the hell did she do that?
I don't know.
Came out and went, hey, what time's school? You know, you were just born. Shut up.
And you were born with that voice too, right?
Hi, mom. Hi, mom. How you doing? How's everything going? I don't know. Like I said, listening to you talk about these shows and you're very passionate about them, which I think my passion for streaming is bigger than it ever was for. Well, no, look, I watched The Sopranos. I thought that was magnificent. There were certain shows that I just would not miss. But the streaming now, doing it when you want, how long you want to do it. Do I want to watch 1, 2, 3 episodes? Do I just want to go back and watch a half an episode? I love having those choices.
Yeah, it's great. Or if you fall asleep during an episode and you're like, oh, let me go back and watch it again. There's the joy in that too.
Yeah, no question about that. Anything new coming up we should know about?
Nothing right now. Like I said, this is a kind of a lightweight week. Yep. But just another hot topic that's been kind of reaching the news. Sylvester Stallone and his alleged onset behavior on Tulsa King. He reportedly has been not so nice to the background actors. And they were in a bar scene. Supposedly the bar was supposed to be like hip and cool. And he was calling people fat, ugly. Oh, he wanted all the hot women around him. Oh. And he, of course, is denying these claims. The director is denying these claims. But I will say that the woman who did the casting for the background actors, there's always a one specific casting director that just handles background.
Sure.
She quit. She said, I heard about the news one day. She goes, I went on set the next day. She goes, it was an extremely toxic environment, and I don't want my company associated with this because I want all of my Atlanta area actors to feel protected and safe on set. Paramount Plus is doing an investigation on this, so there might be more to the story, or we might hear something further later on down the line. But quitting a job and a lucrative one. Remember, you're not just, you're quitting a network show. It's kind of a big deal because I'm sure she was making some good money casting for Tulsa Kings.
You know what's so weird about that is, and obviously careers, you can't even compare them in any way, shape, or form. But Frank Stallone, his brother, is one of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet. It's weird.
And you know, we know Sylvester Stallone's difficult. That is not, that is, that's not even a secret. It's like an open thing. I mean, even his wife is married to him and has long talked about him running off with Janice Dickens and like breaking up with him via breaking up with her via like a FedEx letter. So, yeah.
You know, you know how you know I've never done that?
Because you're alive.
Still alive, baby. Catherine would not be putting up a, hey, I'll send you a letter whenever I feel like it. No, you won't.
Send a FedEx. Like, I'm running off with supermodel Janice Dickinson. I don't need you anymore. I mean, she went on to, obviously, his wife went on to marry him and have three daughters. So, obviously, things are better. But they also had a weird separation and supposed, like, they were on their way to divorce. But it was also while they were filming a reality show. So, who knows? Who knows with that?
That's true. I know we only got 1 minute left, but I one thing I did like, because I ran into Sylvester Stallone once at the beach, and I thought it was kind of an act. It's not an act. That's just who he is. Hey, how you doing? I was talking to a guy down there. I'm going to have a little lunch later on. I mean, that's just how he is. It's kind of weird.
It's Rocky.
He's Rocky.
Yeah.
He is Rocky. That's who he is. You're 100% right about that. But what the hell?
Okay, he's had a great career, so there you go.
No question. Well, yeah. I love the fact he bought a $30 million house and then put another $30 million in it to make it something that he really liked.
That's right. He can afford to.
Yes, he can, and the four of us. If we pooled our money, we could get to about $6.
That would be fabulous.
God, $60 million for a house. That's a lot of money for a house.
It's a lot of money. I also think, to me, I'm as someone who doesn't want to, like, I like a clean house, but I don't like house cleaning. That's a lot of house. And obviously you have staff and things like that, but you know, that's a lot of furniture. That's a lot of knickknacks. It's just a lot of dust.
It is indeed. Another brilliant report, sister.
I'll be back tomorrow just to bug you.
I hope so. That's
all right. Good.
Thank you. Kristen Bird Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. That was a hell of a show today. We had a lot of great people on today, don't you think?
Yeah, all the guests, it flew by today. When you said really, Kristen was coming on, I was like, no, she's not for like another half an hour. We're here we are.
No, I love Kristen. She's wonderful. She's always been wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I still, after 13 years, I've never met her in person. Isn't that weird?
We got to get her in the studio at some point.
Yep.
Oh, well, you better do it in the summertime because she ain't coming up there. She used to live in Minnesota, you know.
Yeah, and I think she said she was potentially coming up here for the gymnastics Olympic trials because she's a big gymnastics fan. So we might have to suck her into coming in here.
So when is that?
I think it's sometime within the next couple months here, I believe.
I think she said like July or something like that.
There we go.
Oh, it's in July. Oh, yeah, we should get her in studio. And then just treat her like crap the whole time. All right, we got to go. Talk to you tomorrow.